Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome back. It is now the beginning of hour number three, Saturday, April 14th, 2007, about a minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. We're going to take your calls here soon enough. We've got plenty of time. But I want to finish up these stories because I'm trying to highlight again about some things. Why is it Imus can say certain things and not others? Why is it Hillary Clinton could say things and get away with it? Why is it that Tony Blair can say things and get away with it? The answer, of course, is the media. It's all about the media, how contrived it is, how controlled it is, and how they can basically manufacture outrage by continuing to drive it down your throat. Understand what this is all about. The prime minister, the story goes on, claimed his change of heart followed a decision with a black church leader during a Downing Street summit about tackling knife and gun crime. Blair said, quote, "The black pastor of a London church said bluntly, 'When are we going to start saying this is a problem amongst a section of the black community and not, for reasons of political correctness, pretend that it is that this is nothing to do with it?'" End quote. That's what Tony Blair said. He's, you know, just like Bush does when he's like, "I met with Joe Johnson, a man who farms for a living, and he does this and this and this." You know, every time there's a State of the Union, it's always like he tries to make it sound like he's down with the people. Like he goes out there and communicates with folks. Like he actually goes and meets the people, the little people, us. Tony Blair's doing the same thing here. However, it says the pastor referred to yesterday claimed that Mr. Blair misinterpreted his comments. So there you go. Tony Blair says, "Yeah, it was a black guy who told me that, so that's okay for me to say." The guy's like, "It's not exactly what I said." Now, here's another sign. Now, of course, those things are very interesting, but listen to this from the AP, came out Wednesday. A radio station fired its longtime morning DJ Wednesday after he encouraged listeners to repeat talk show host Don Imus' racially charged comments in an on-air contest. Gary Smith told his listeners to call in and say, quote, "I'm a nappy-headed hoe," end quote, for Tuesday's Phrase That Pays contest. Said Rick Musselman, executive vice president of station owner Nassau Broadcasting Partners, LP. Musselman said three of the listeners who called were awarded tickets to a NASCAR promotion at a local club. Musselman said the station management reviewed a tape of the broadcast of Gary in the morning and fired Smith. Musselman said that Smith was fired and not suspended because he uttered the slur in a premeditated manner, quote, "with full knowledge of the reaction to Don Imus' use of the exact same phrase," end quote. The problem is now apparently it's not about who it was directed to. It's not about a basketball team that Don Imus offended. It's about the fact that he said those words. Yet the same story is in this news story. So when I'm reading it, I'm doing the same thing, premeditated, right? Because it's in the news story. I'm reading the news. I'm not calling anybody else. He had people call into the show, say that about themselves. So if they were offended, obviously they wouldn't have called in and said. So this is outrageous political correctness, folks. Outrageous. Guy was canned for it. He said, quote, "What I said was stupid and I'm sorry." Why? It's unbelievable. All right, anyway, so stay with us, folks. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be some of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from the skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you independence. You need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to steamer washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase us, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Clean products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there's such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the yeast that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We were just talking about the local DJ. Now, this is in some tiny, tiny little town in Pennsylvania. And maybe you've heard of the station. It's, what, 3,000 watts? 40 miles northeast of Allentown. It's near Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. What's that all about? I mean, come on. Unbelievable. He didn't even say it. He didn't call anybody else it. He had them call themselves it. He didn't call the Rutgers team, this headed hose or anything like that. He said, call yourself it and get this. Anyway, nappy-headed hoe items being sold on the Internet now. You can go to Google and type it in if you're interested. It says, show your support for IMUS and free speech. So what you've got here is this thing escalating. Now, IMUS has been on the air long enough where he's going to have some rabid listeners, some rabid fans. And those rabid fans are going to go ahead and view being a nappy-headed hoe as a right of free speech, which, again, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. I think that there's a certain personal responsibility that it comes with the things that you say. Obviously, as a talk show host, I have to be aware of that, which is why I tell you all, don't take my word for it. Speak your own mind. Come up with your own opinions. Come up with your own mindsets, your own views. Do not parrot what I say. Because what I say has no credibility. I've said that many times, and there's a reason for that. I don't want idiots to be listening to this show. I don't want followers. I want people like you guys out there who are listening, who are smart, intelligent, capable of your own thought processes, capable of agreeing or disagreeing. Who cares? But see, now this whole thing is going to be escalating. People are going to go around and call everybody names because I'm doing it for Don Imus. I'm doing it for speech. It's not the right way to play it. See, the whole Hegelian philosophy that we understand so well indicates that You have to contrive a problem. Create a problem, manufacture the outrage, manufacture the both sides of the issue, and have them butt heads against each other so you can inevitably come up with the proper response. Let me give you an example. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, whom I am subject to as a broadcaster, has a lot of different rules and regulations. I'm very familiar with them because the FCC has come after me before. But at the same time, you may ask yourself, well, Frank, what could you possibly have done because your show is so nice and friendly and wholesome? It's also controversial because the truth always is. The truth is a painful reality, folks. It's painful for those who don't want to see it. And then they've heard it, and they can't unhear it, and it's unfortunate. But the FCC is looking to expand its reach for quite a while now. Take a look at what happened with the Janet Jackson nipple thing on the Super Bowl. Anybody remember that? Now, I was on the air, obviously, the day after. I talked about it extensively because it was so outrageous that people were mad about the wrong thing. Here's what happened. For those of you who don't remember, Super Bowl halftime show, Janet Jackson on stage with Justin Timberlake. She's singing and dancing, he's singing and dancing. Then they had a little thing where he was supposed to pretend, quote-unquote, to rip off part of her top. But it was supposed to be just a joke, you know, like it wasn't going to happen. Well, of course, it was all contrived. They planned it. MTV had advertised this Super Bowl halftime show as shocking. The snaps, she had a little corset-type thing with snaps over the breasts so they could, so the fabric could pull away. She put it there, but she wore it knowing full well that they would do this. She also had an incredibly ugly piece of nipple jewelry on. Now you're saying, what is nipple jewelry? Well, basically, this is like a sun, and there's a barbell that goes through the middle. It should go through the nipple for a nipple that's pierced, which Janet Jackson's nipples are, were, is, I don't know, both, who knows. So anyway, so she had decorated her nipple for its primetime appearance on television. Now, this thing was done. It was relatively quick. The camera cut away. It was zoomed out. It was like the most rewatched aspect of like, what's it called? With the digital recorders that they have. I can't even think of what it's called these days. Anyway, yeah, DVR, but there's that. What's the brand name that I'm thinking of? It just completely escapes me. You don't know either, do you?
I have no idea.
All right, Thomas. Thanks for nothing, buddy. Where's that tornado when I need it? All right.
Actually, you know what? I was just seeing the news. They had Dallas.
They did? Really?
They had one in Dallas, yeah.
Oh, God. Is it bad?
No.
Stay on it. See what you can find for us.
One person got hurt. That was it.
Well, that's bad enough.
Please.
Anyway, TiVo, thank you. Thank you, Brain, because Thomas is not helping me out, so I had to help myself. TiVo, it was like the most viewed TiVo thing, which it raised a whole other set of problems. TiVo can monitor with your digital recordings, what you're watching and how often you're watching it. Does this want a TiVo now? Anyway, the point is everybody was watching this. There was really a lot to be seen. Everyone was outraged by the appearance of the nipple. No one was outraged by the fact that right there on screen, you saw a man walk up to a woman and rip her clothes off. That, to me, is offensive. Nudity? Not so much. But, again, it's a completely different issue. But the FCC, of course, they were outraged and this and this and this, and it went on and on and on. And, of course, the FCC is looking to expand into cable television, which is, things like, the premium channels even, and also looking to expand into satellite because they make their money on fines. Howard Stern's gone to satellite radio. They have to find a way to get them in there. This will happen, okay? So Don Imus can say nappy-headed hoes and, that's the worst thing that's ever happened. No, it's not. Not even close. But the point is what is Howard Stern doing? You'll say, well, that's subscription-based radio. So, still not going to be offensive? It's offensive if you pay to hear it. Is that what it is? Is that the definition? Because we really have to get down to the nitty-gritty of thing. So is it offensive or is it not? Is it because it was deemed racist? In which case, there were other women on the team besides black women. So is it racist against the other races as well? Is it racist against white women if there's a white girl? It's hard to say. You want to know what racism is? Listen to this story. And for those who are sensitive, I apologize, but I'm going to read the story. This is from the Toronto Star. It came out April 6th. It says, when the new chocolate-colored sofa set was delivered to her Brampton home, Chris Moore was stunned to see packing labels describing the shade of color as nigger brown. She and her husband, Douglas, had purchased a sofa, loveseat, and dark brown leather last week from Vinaic Furniture and Mattress Store. Moore, age 30, who describes herself as an African-American born and raised in New York, said it was her 7-year-old daughter who pointed out the label after delivery a man from the Mississauga furniture store left. This is the mother telling about the daughter. Quote, she's very curious, and she started reading the label. She said, Mommy, what is nigger brown? I went over and just could not believe my eyes. End quote. She said yesterday each piece had a similar label fixed to the woven protective covering wrapped around the furniture. She said, in this day and age, that is totally unacceptable, end quote. And I agree with her. That's racist. That's offensive. Nappy-headed hoes, not so much. That's offensive. Douglas explained the origins of the word to her daughter, Olivia, telling her how it was a bad name that blacks were during the days of slavery in the United States. Said Moore, quote, it was tough because she didn't really understand. She'd never heard the word before, didn't really understand the concept of it. But it's a very bad word that makes you feel degraded like you're nobody, end quote. Moore said she called the furniture store the following day and three other times since and feels discouraged. No one has returned her calls. When interviewed yesterday by the Toronto Star, Romesh Kumar, Vinayak's manager, passed the buck to his supplier, Cosmos Furniture, saying, quote, why should I take the blame? I'm a trader. I don't manufacture. I sell from 20 companies, maybe 50 companies. How can I take care of all of them? End quote. First of all, you could return her call. Second of all, you could go out which of your suppliers delivered that one to you and check and see if this is a problem with other aspects of furniture. But why should you take the blame? Anyway, the assistant manager said he would check similar stock, make sure no other labels were removed. But of course, he isn't going to return her four phones. He said, quote, that's terrible. That's a racial something. This is entirely wrong, but it's not my fault. It's my job to sell good product to people. And he said the best he could do is give Moore the cell phone number of his supplier so she could take it up with him. But, of course, he didn't call her back to do that. He only did it when the newspaper got involved. The owner of Cosmos Furniture, Paul Kumar, no relation to Romesh Kumar, said he was upset to learn packing labels on products he sold carried a racial epithet. He said, quote, I import my products from overseas. I've never noticed anything like that. This is something new to me. He passed blame to a Chinese company, but he did apologize for the labels. Moore said she's not sure she wants the sofa set in her home, saying, quote, every time I sit on it, I'll think of that. Yeah, well, I understand that. And if you've been able to find the story, you'll see it. She's holding up a picture of the label in the photograph. It's not like somebody had written it on one piece. This was the packing label. This is the label that they printed. Nobody wrote it. It was printed. This is the color of their sofa. That's racist. Nappy-headed hoes, not so much. Inappropriate? Maybe. Distasteful? Yeah. Offensive? Maybe. If you're the sensitive, not. I've been called a lot of things about a lot of people, and I just learned that who cares what people think. And at the same time, again, the highlight here is why do we put people like Don Imus on pedestals? And others, of course, get a pass, like Hillary and Tony Blair and so on and so forth. Stay with us. We'll take your calls when we come back.
How are you preparing ahead for the event in the future? In the near future, know it will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you with freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More are all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are not grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products from stoves to Stigler washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 98, Herbal Healer Academy has been a global supplier of the finest natural mints. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Skies of living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear. So sad.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Some of this whole Don Imus thing, and like I said, to me, it's stupid and not even worth mentioning. But when you start factoring in all the other things and the idea that, you know, again, Al Sharpton is not going to give forgiveness. He demands that Don Imus is fired, and Steve Jackson, same thing. The Rutgers team, which the comment was directed towards, they have forgiven Don Imus. He's going to be at Rutgers. Hillary, of course, made the Gandhi comment a couple years ago. Tony Blair said black kids are to blame for knife and gun murders. Pennsylvania DJ at a tiny little radio station gets fired for having people call in and say, I'm an happy-headed hoe in order to win something. And then you got this gal in Toronto who can't even get some phone calls returned because somebody sent her a couch that was labeled at the factory, presumably, with a racial comment. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, again, we've talked about the FCC, we've talked about the television thing, we've talked about people being outraged by things. And, again, the issue at hand here is the media. The media hypes things up or the media lets things slide. There's power in the media, but only when they're held accountable, only when things are properly sort of addressed, monitored, and understood. And, again, Don Imus, I don't really like the guy personally. I think he's kind of a jerk. But at the same time, was this thing a racial comment? I don't see how it could be construed much, but some people maybe look at it that way. I don't know. Your thoughts, 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We'll take your comments on this because this is an important issue. This is free speech. See, here's what it boils down to. They want to censor you, okay? They want control. That's the primary goal, control. And if they can make money on the side, fantastic. Don't feel sorry for Don Imus, folks. He's going to get another gig. You'll get a gig probably by next week. Watch for it, and if it happens, then you'll say, oh, yeah, we pretty much figured that, because it's going to happen. Okay, the guy makes money. He raises money. They're not going to let that kind of stuff go by the wayside. He's a wild commodity. Don Imus has got more attention now than he's had in the last 10 years. And in radio publicity, any publicity is good publicity is what they would say. But, again, we don't censor you because I have faith that you guys are able to be responsible, intelligent adults. 800-313-943. Bob in Texas, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Frank. Long time no...
Yeah, how you been, man?
Oh, I've been great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And obviously you're up late tonight because you're kind of an early riser, are you not?
Well, how's the weather there, man? It's snowing here. It's a little difficult to farm in the snow.
Yeah, good point, I guess. It's cold and wet, but it's not that cold yet.
Well, we're taking a few days off, so I figure I can stay up late.
Good. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, you know, I called in because I used to be a pretty avid watcher of Imus on MSNBC years ago or so, 12 years ago. And the program really sucked. You know, I use that term a lot. And I thought I was a parent load, but occasionally there would be an outburst of humor that was almost like addiction. I mean, I would tune in just to see if something might be funny. And his brother, Fred, is hilarious. I don't know if you're aware who Fred is, but, you know, Fred would call in on a daily basis and Don, who's his brother, and he would call him the I-Man, and they would converse about Fred's life and what was going on out at that Imus Ranch after they got started.
Yeah.
But Fred always lived in New Mexico, and he was the guy who probably spied out the ranch and did all the legwork. But anyway, he called in one day, and he said, hey, I-Man, he says, I finally figured out why I have bloodshot eyes every time I have sex. And Don Imus said, well, why is it, Fred? And Fred said, it's the mace. and you know, and it's so subtle. I said, second, I busted out laughing. I couldn't, you know, the guy just is hilarious. But anyway, to go a little bit further, you know, I moved from AOL about 12 or 13 years ago because in a chat room, I said Hillary was a hoe.
Wow.
And then the next day, I went to get on the internet and I couldn't get on, so I phoned AOL. And a nappy-headed hoe answered the phone and told me I had been removed for calling Hillary a hoe. I said,
wow.
Well, you know, Santa Claus has it.
He says it three times.
Three times, man. Ho, ho, ho. And anyway, I was wondering if you had surmised after that display of obvious sexual content by Janet Jackson that she was a nippy-headed hoe.
Well, I think if you're going to stick a barbell through any part of your body, you're probably going to have a little more blood flow there, regardless of the temperature. But maybe it's just me.
You know what, Frank? I mean, seriously, when you look at the situation we're in, to focus on Don Imus is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, and it's a complete and total distraction, which is why, you know, I don't even think it's worthy of talking about until you start getting all this context in here. Because when you get all these people want to be your elected representatives, they're saying stuff like this too. So what's the deal? How come, you know, there's an attention on one area and not another? There's a reason for that, and we'll get to it later. But hang on, Bob. Hang on, folks. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt radiation. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our new release DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet in the guide of metals in the lyric covers 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems, inflammation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another. Self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is a new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any of us out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website, kensolar.com, for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone 800-313-9443. And let's hear what you have to think about this. Jeff Say, Bob in Texas, welcome back.
Good to be with you again, Frank.
Yeah.
You know, thinking back on Imus, you know, I watch a lot of his programs, and the guy's not a racist. And, you know, everybody probably has a tinge of racism where they don't feel like it's a big problem to poke fun at one racial group or another. I mean, Pollock jokes, lawyer jokes, you know, whatever. And I think Imus is more in that vein. And he's an arrogant, but so, you know, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, there's no more arrogant person on the planet than Rush Limbaugh. And one thing about Imus is he would put himself in the hot seat occasionally and invite some crooked politician on his program and call him a pant load and a crook and a liar and whatever else the guy was. And, you know, I kind of appreciated the honesty that would spew forth on his program. And you know what? His program probably is for everyone. And a lot of people thought he was disgusting. And you know, they're right to believe that and to think that, and they can change the dial. They don't have to. But for the people that are, you know, as a matter of fact, I'll bet you that this was a contemplative move that Ima said, I've still got like 4 years on my contract. I really don't feel like working this much. Let me see. CBS owns Viacom. Viacom owns MTV. MTV has all these rappers on there talking about hoes all the time. You know, he's not a stupid man. And when I first heard that he had said this, I thought this could not be an accident. This guy's too smart to allow himself to say something that was pointed directly at a group of people that didn't deserve it. And so he knows it's going to bring outrage when he says it, and he utters it out of his mouth. And I think that he's going to sue them into a coma. I don't know that he will, since he apologized so repeatedly. But I'm thinking to myself, you know, he has a lawsuit. They are discriminating against him, and reverse discrimination has been set as precedent. There are precedents for reverse discrimination lawsuits, and he's got a claim. Because if the same company that owns these other companies and promotes mm-hmm. this kind of speech, not only they don't just condone it or allow it, they promote it. They spend money to advertise it. He probably has a case. And, you know, my biggest concern over the whole thing, really, though, is the amount of attention that has been put on this. He was on the Drudge front page where every time you punch into the Drudge Report, here comes Doss's picture up there. And, you know, just I was kept looking for the alarm, you know, that they have that little siren and mm-hmm. light that goes around. And
yeah, breaking news thing.
Yeah, breaking news, big news. You know, and at the same time, while Imus is taking the lead in every major newspaper, on the news, et cetera, we have a nuclear war that's about to be started like a ping pong match.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. And so, you know, I wonder, you know, the free speech issue is very important. People should, you know, our society has become so politically correct. And, you know, somebody's forcing this. Somebody is without a doubt. It is trying to put us in some kind of a lockstep condition where we're all lobotomized. We don't have any fun. We can't make a joke. We can't say what's on our mind. You know, you can't even tell the truth. And then you start looking at people like Zundel and different people who've had different opinions, put them in print, and have actually even footnoted their discoveries or their research. And there's another guy, I'm trying to think, he's a well-known author, and he did some time in a German prison for discounting the numbers, not necessarily denying the Holocaust happened, but, you know, disputing the numbers. And when this becomes commonplace in the common practice, what they've done is enlarged the Nazi agenda to a global Nazi agenda.
Yes.
And then, you know, determining where is the line drawn? It's a line that can be moved around at whim by whomever. And then, you know, you look at, you know, and I don't even really get into this conversation, but the people that have been vocal and brought forth the argument for firing Imus are two scumbags that are they attack the corporate America for their own benefit.
That's right.
Under a guise. So, you know, in the final analysis, you know, it's heads they win, tails we lose. And I think that no matter what, unless, you know, you're screaming fire in the theater or hijack on the aircraft, you should have the right to say what you please. And, you know, and if you say something that you should apologize for, then you should apologize. But, you know, Tom DeLay has come out and said, well, now we're going to get rid of Rosie.
Yeah.
Because of this. Well, you know, I don't agree with Rosie.
Well, he's implying that the whole thing is that the Democrats took down Don Imus. Did you hear one Republican stand up and defend Don Imus?
No, not even Kinky Friedman.
Nope.
You know, and Kinky Friedman used to be on his show all the time. And Don Imus quoted Kinky Friedman constantly talking about the little baby Jesus. And there was some song, I think, that Kinky Friedman came out about Jesus. Jesus was a Jew or something. Anyway, the bottom line of all this is, no, everybody bailed out on Imus. And, you know, and the funny thing is, I watched him do a telethon or a radiothon or whatever you want to call it. It was both for the Imus Ranch. And all of these big shot politicians, actors, I mean, you name it, they were calling in and giving big money. I mean, millions. And supporting this project that was later questioned by the IRS, by the way, as some kind of a scam where only 50 kids a year get to go to this ranch. The rest of the time it's Fred and Don and the families out
exactly.
there. But anyway, the bottom line is Imus has friends in high places that all of a sudden have become lost in the haze of this political correctness.
That's right. It's exactly right. Well, excellent points, my friend.
Well, it's good to hear you, man, and I miss you.
I miss you too, man. It's a great pleasure, of course, to chat with you. You and I have had some wonderful conversations. We've never agreed on everything, but hey, you know what? We agree to have dialogue with each other, and that's how understanding is reached, not by you pointing fingers and yelling and screaming at you.
Well, I don't think we ever failed to have dialogue, Frank, and
no.
We, you know, no two people on this planet really should agree on everything.
Amen.
Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, I listened to your program last night. I thought it was an excellent program.
Well, thank you.
I knew it was going to snow today. Anyway, you have a good evening, and I really appreciate your program.
Hey.
And I do miss you in the morning.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you, and thanks again.
See you later.
Buddy. Wonderful stuff. So apparently crappy weather benefits me. And maybe it benefits Bobby. It's a snow day. That's nice, too. But, you know, it's the weather's out of control. We're taking the calls, folks. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. I reckon that was Mary in Georgia.
That's
again,
you.
Huh?
That's you. How are you?
You have had so much stuff on your show tonight that I finally had to kind of narrow it down to two subjects.
Okay.
I like what your last caller was talking about. I agree with him. This IMA situation, you know, people were allowed to burn American flags because of freedom of speech. But IMA says something, and everybody blows it out of proportion. I think people should be allowed to say what they think. If you don't like what they think, change the channel.
That's right.
My husband got fired from his job because he made a race statement, but they pushed him to it because, like I talked to you when you had Colonel Joe on there, you know, yeah. My husband had cancer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had cancer, his supposed to be a group plan insurance, but evidently the insurance went up on him and they didn't want to pay it, so they was trying to push him to do something that they could fire him for. So his doctor had said, well, you can't be lifting the sheetrock. He run a boom truck, you know, delivering sheetrock to houses. And so they got to where they were supposed to send out two people for his helpers, and they got to where they was cutting him back to one person, and they were sending two out for other guys that had just a little bit of sheetrock to deliver, and they were sending him out with one guy when he had a whole bunch of sheetrock to deliver. And they pushed him, and he had the bad attitude of saying the N-word, which everybody around his job said it. But when he went in there and said it, they fired him. And then they also said, so now we won't have to pay your high insurance anymore.
Wow.
So that was the really thing right there.
I hope you contacted a lawyer for that one.
Well, we tried to, but the lawyer said that, well, if they didn't have a policy thing, a booklet that they give out to you, that you couldn't do nothing. You know, they didn't have a policy book, so you couldn't say this or that and the other. And they didn't have one.
Mm.
So, anyway, I'm saying I think people should be allowed to say whatever they think. I think we should have freedom of speech. If you don't want to agree with it, turn the channel. That's the way I see it.
I see it the same way.
But now, the second thing I narrowed down your program to was the thing you had going on with Hillary and the president and America and all this. Now, I won't tell you one thing I heard. I got two situations on that. I read a book that was written by John C. Christian, and he said that G.W. was the first president of these United States, which was George Washington. He said, and G.W. will be the last president of this United States, which is George W. Bush right now.
Right.
Well, now, everybody knows, I think, and I'm sure you do, that George Bush said on TV, and I sat right here in my living room, to him say, well, this would be a lot easier if it was a dictatorship as long as I'm the dictator.
That's right.
And he laughed. So I don't know if this man's right or not, because there's another part of that story. They, in the Bible, if America is Mystery Babylon, like some people believe, and I ain't figured it out yet because I'm still seeing everything, but if America is Mystery Babylon, the Bible says, you are ruled by women. Now, I know that if Hillary gets president, I've heard she's a lesbian. I don't know. This is just what I've heard. But if she is and she gets in there and she puts everybody in her council, you know, all women, then, you know, that would meet that passage in the Bible that says you're ruled by women.
Interesting.
So, I love you, Frank.
I love you too, Mary. I appreciate it. I think that's all excellent, excellent insight. And I agree with you. There has to be a certain amount of personal responsibility. I'll explain a little bit. I'll say personal responsibility must go past people monitoring, self-monitoring what they see and hear. And if they're finding something they do like. I mean, is that not the case? I mean, I don't sit there and flip out and go, I can't believe here, and I sit here, I'm a Republican, and I believe that CNN is having this story. I'm wholeheartedly offended. I demand that that CNN be yanked off the air. No. It's just when it's individuals or when it's individual things that are – political correctness has decimated the ability for people to feel comfortable speaking things. So I do think that people should have a certain amount of self-responsibility to determine what it is they're seeing, listening to, and so on and so forth. But at the same time, as those who speak, I think they should also be somewhat aware of things. For example, Don Imus saying this is not saying – What could Don Imus have done? He could have simply said, hey, this is a racist thing. They're coming at me because I'm white, and I call on my white brothers and sisters to avenge me. Well, that would have been a bad idea, but see, at the same time, what's the difference? What's the difference?
Am I bad for saying this, Frank? This is the way I see the whole situation. If you're black or if you're an illegal Mexican, you get your way. But if you are a white person, you get brought down by everything around you.
Mm. Well, I don't think it's wrong to say. I just think you have to look at it in context. And I'll give you an example. Most white people have never been discriminated against. And I say most, meaning, you know, not all. I mean, everybody has to a certain extent. But the point is that I think that white people are not as sensitive to it because it doesn't come up very often. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? If you're raised in a culture that has typically endured some hardship like that, then you're going to be more sensitive to it, I think. So I think there's something to that. Now, I think that America is too sensitive, personally. I think everybody needs to let some stuff go. I always think that people should be able to say things that are not a part of the acceptable norm. If people want to deny the Holocaust, and I don't mean simply deny aspects of it, but say it never happened at all, all of those pictures are photoshopped, all videos are made up, all of those bodies are just movie set actors. You know what I mean? If somebody said that, they're an idiot, and they should be allowed to say it, though, and allow themselves to display their lunacy to the world. Okay, I think that, you know, we should just allow people to be the idiots that they want to be. If I ran around and started doing this big campaign, the sky's actually red, people would think I was an idiot, but you wouldn't say I should be thrown in jail. But they're talking about Holocaust deniers being thrown in jail, global warming deniers should be criminalized, and it just goes on and on and on. So as far as is the thing with white people, look, I agree that there's a sensitivity issue. And I think that do white people tend to get the short end of the stick? Possibly. Probably because most white people would say, I've never endured what you had to endure, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. There is a black entertainment television. There's a black Miss America. There's not a white Miss America or white entertainment television, mostly because white entertainment television would be called wet, and I don't think that would really bring the right kind of crowd. Hey, folks, we're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
How are you prepared for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you independence. You need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, air-efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. The website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect night. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and earn Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're taking your calls, 800-313-9443. And let's get back to Mary in Georgia. Mary, go ahead.
Okay, Frank, there are a couple, about two more things I want to say. I've talked to you before about scriptures in the Bible that didn't make any sense until something else happened, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I feel like we must be in the last days because I had read the scripture in the Bible a lot of times that said, in the last days, many shall be offended. How many times do you hear that today? There's always something going on the news because somebody got offended.
Offended, yeah.
By what somebody else said.
That's true.
So now that kind of makes sense to me, too.
Well,
and I kind of wonder where we are there.
I agree. And I got to say, why are we so sensitive about these things? Here's the thing. You know, people... I'm trying to think of the exact wording of this. There's a quote. Nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. And I don't remember who said that. But anyway, it's the truth. You're not going to be offended by what someone says unless you are giving in your own mind authority to that person. You know what I mean? For example, if Mary, let's say that, let's say you're in jail. And the warden of the prison came down there and started talking all this smack about you, which, you know, no big deal. But the point is this is somebody with authority over you. They have been given that right. Don Imus has no authority over anyone. But the idea of allowing people to flip out about something like this and encouraging people to flip out about this encourages the offense. It makes it worse. It exacerbates the problem. Okay? So it just goes on and on and on. And I do think people are too easily offended. Why? Because all you're doing is you're giving them authority to have an opinion about you that changes how you feel about yourself. So, yeah, people are way too sensitive, and they need to just stop it. They need to just deal with it. People are going to have their own opinions. I get called names all the time, but I ain't out there starting lawsuits and being a big baby about it.
Look here, Frank. Why would you be offended unless you felt guilty about what they said?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
That's the way I look at it.
Well said, Mary.
I worked at USDA for 7 years. And after the fourth year, I knew that if I did my job, I would be fired. I've never been fired for doing my job. Nobody ever gets fired for doing their job unless you work for the government.
Right on.
Because they want you to dance. They want you to play the game. And I wasn't going to do that. So they tried to kill me. They tried to poison me. They did all these threats and assaults and all this. Yeah, I've been through hell. But I lost my job by doing my job. And I thank the Lord that I did it because I did it for him.
Amen.
And
I think that's, if you're going to do it for God, who are you going to do it for?
That's right. What we got to live for? Just God.
Hey, well said.
I love you and I love Zeus and I listen, you know, I correspond to him a lot.
Good.
I love him and I love Connor Joe and I love your show.
Thank you.
And I will let you go, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, Mary. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you, and I love you guys too, and thank you for calling and for listening. It's always a great thing to be able to interact with you guys. I enjoy it. We're coming up on a break here, so I'm not going to go ahead and introduce a new caller just yet. But the lines are loaded. People want to talk. We'll get going when we come back here. It's only a short break, just a legal identification. And again, why do we call it a legal identification? Because you have to identify the station you're broadcasting from. It is an FCC requirement, And while I don't want to be Imus, so we're going to go ahead and do this. Stay with us back in 90 seconds. Final hour of the show. Your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back after this.
It's true.